Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1391. Visible translated text is as follows. Whom was a girl named Maggie Griffin, who was very enthusiastic about going on the stand herself and testifying against the defendants. That the said Maggie Griffin coached Dewey Howell and told her how to testify and what to say. That Dewey Howell went on the stand. That before she went on the stand to testify, Solicitor General Dorsey came into the room where the said girls were confined and gave them all a lecture and told them that when they went on the stand to go right ahead and tell everything they knew and answer his questions right off and sharp as quick as they could. That the said Maggie Griffin volunteered, with enthusiasm, to tell Dewey Howell what she should say. And the said Maggie Griffin thereupon rehearsed Dewey Howell many times as to the testimony she should give. And Maggie Griffin told Dewey Howell that she must say that she was acquainted with the defendant, and that she knew his character to be very bad, and that she had seen defendant whispering with Mary Fagan, with his face very close to her, and, further, that she had seen defendant place his hand upon the person of said Mary Fagan, that Dewey Howell thereupon told Maggie Griffin that it would be impossible for her to testify to all that the said Maggie Griffin had instructed her to say, and Maggie Griffin said, "We will go over it again so that you won't forget it," and repeated it several times. That the said Dewey Howell did not even know where Mary Fagan worked in the factory, but that she was made to say that she knew her by the said Maggie Griffin, and whatever Dewey Howell testified to regarding either the defendant or Mary Fagan was the result of coaching given to her by the said Maggie Griffin. That during the time of Dewey Howell's employment at the National,